Now, this chapter that we're coming to today is much briefer than the last chapter. It had 56 verses, and we frankly had to move fast to cover it. Today, we are in a chapter that has 37 verses, but again, a very important chapter that carries out the theme of Mark, which is to show that the Lord Jesus is God's servant doing God's will. He's a man of action, and that he is doing the things that would appeal to a Roman of that day and any person who's looking for someone who can get the job done. And that's the wonderful thing about him as a Savior. He can save, and he's the only one who can. We have in this chapter three incidents. First, the Lord Jesus rebukes the Pharisees. He casts the demon out of the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman, and he heals the deaf and dumb man. Now, let's look at this for just a moment, this first incident where he rebukes the Pharisees. You will note, and many of you were in that period and have our notes on between the Testaments. And during the time of the close of the Old Testament to the opening of the New Testament, you'll note that many things took place. In one sense, this is the most eventful part of the history of the nation Israel. And during this period, and it came about first during the time of their captivity, and then when they returned to the land, there were the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the Herodians. Now, evidently, Ezra was a scribe and probably the founder of that group. Now, the Pharisees rose to defend the Jewish way of life against all foreign influences. They were strict legalists. They believed in the Old Testament, and they were nationalists in their politics. They wanted to bring the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, so into your viewpoint, here to pass on the earth. And the Sadducees, they were made up of the wealthy and the socially minded. Actually, they had very little spiritual depth, none whatsoever. They wanted to get rid of tradition. They rejected the supernatural. They were opposed to the Pharisees, who accepted the supernatural and the Old Testament. They were closely akin to the Greek Epicureans, by the way. And then the scribes, they were a group of professional expounders of the law. They obviously go back to Ezra, and they became, in our Lord's day, hair splitters, and they were more concerned with the letter of the law than with the spirit of the law. That, I think, is one of the great problems that we have today, that there has been put into our laws in this country, this hair-splitting method and the philosophical interpretation that was never intended. I believe that is what comes out of certain law schools in the East. And as a result, our legal system, our political system, is in a mess today in this country. And that is what had happened to religion in our Lord's day. Then there were the Herodians. They were strictly a party to try to keep the Herods on the throne.